friends, this is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the be here now so you can be here tomorrow. Our featured artist today was with us very recently on episode 191 of season 2, and she got such a great response to her poem. She took us on a poetic journey out of despair, and because of that, it felt like medicine to a lot of people, you know. It gave them energy and some courage and a sense of healing. So I said, Nina, come on back for the second dose. And she did, and she's with us today. And she's got two poems that show us that suffering and joy may abide side by side in the same body, in the same space, at the same time. And I also am reminded by Nina's work that we don't have to feel joy all the time. Sure, we can live with that intention, but we're not always going to feel it. And some days we're going to feel down, and we shouldn't beat ourselves up over that. And if we feel down too many times, it's time to get some help, and never be afraid to go get help when you're feeling sad or you're feeling ill or just your spirit is unwell. Don't let anybody tell you to get over it. Don't let anybody bootstrap you, bra strap you, or whatever strap they use to try and pull you out of who you are in that moment. If you're sad, it's the same as if you've got a broken bone. You have to go get a reset. So thank you, Nina Lydia All, for being with us again. So here she comes. She'll be reading her two original poems for us. The first one is called Chronic Illness. The second poem is Yemaya. Hold on now.
Chronic illness. How will I go on living with ME/CFS and bodily atrophy, the illness piling up like bills of the unemployed? And yes, I am poorer too and cannot be counted on, no longer in charge of anything. I am the firefly closing my hidden eyes. The light-emitting organs on my lower abdomen are dimmer, and tiny flowers are disappearing into dots. Winter is the season. I am closed, sealed myself in a Ziploc. My tissues swirl in a dry valley in the cavity of my lungs. I curl up against my bedroom wall to become a fetus. I want to get away from all these medical words the doctors keep hurling at me. Now all of my cells have a face and a name and a loud voice keeping me awake most nights. Obstructive sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, the asthma cough that builds the migraine. The people outside are walking at a fast clip like I used to do. The bird that lands on the close tree is a person I used to know. The momentary pet, the aloneness, inevitable. Then you call on radio waves. You tell me about your latest ills, repeat what your doctor told you, but I cannot hear you. I am stuck in a string of theories, trying to identify the monsters. You call for La Manja, Yemaya. Her blue and white dress breaches the surface, and your Puerto Rican green light, emitted without combustion, slices through the noise of my anxiety. You travel even when there is no water. Thank you, the two of you, Magdalena and Yemaya, are fish rising up from a world of ocean stars. The two of you, able to detect the results of my medical tests with your conduit and combination of love, get me off the death horse I was riding. This poem that I'm going to read to you is a first draft. I just wrote it, and it's dedicated to Magdalena. Even though it needs a lot of work, I'm going to read it anyhow and hope that you get the gist. Let me tell you about the madness I have for sun-drenched aisles and the feeling of 90,000 lux hitting the back of my eye. This is a lullaby for the heart to rock beyond the cradle. This is the skin alive, the mind bathing in the warmth of the sun. Dreams from the magic cavern of childhood fantasy eclipse the darkness that stands in the way of divine sleep. Everything is ripe fruit and ripe color. This is Mediterranean sparkle, Aegean Sea, Crete and Delos. Splashing fish, collections of noises in water. Birds overhead spilling into the wind. Dolphins piercing the light as if flowers were playing the morning earth songs. The equatorial beams, the color of Icelandic blue, like the birth of my daughter with her sunflowers. Both of us shimmering in love's boat. This is better than milk and honey. This is sky medicine.
Sky medicine indeed. Thank you so much, Nina. As you heard, she didn't just bring you some poetry, but she brought you into the intimacy of our friendship. And I just love that and appreciate it so much. I think we must be completely unapologetic about love and sisterhood and our caring for our friends and how we celebrate each other and love each other. Let's be bold and wild and open and caring and never afraid to say how we love. Save nothing for the eulogy so that all that will be left is a dance of celebration. I thank you, Nina, so much for being with us again. And if you'd like to get both doses at once of Nina's work, be sure you visit episode 191 as well. And if you want more, remember, she's on 169, 182 also. But I highly recommend episode 191, as together we took a journey out of despair. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, for sharing the links to share the love, and let us continue to do this as we move toward our 200th episode and a whole nother season of 100 more. To all of the artists, I give my love and gratitude, and to all of our listeners, the same, because without all of you together, exploring, sharing, listening, caring, loving, being, and celebrating arts, Jazz Ready wouldn't be here. And perhaps neither would I. I look forward to feeling you again soon as we count down to episode 200 of Being Jazz Ready, ready for the be here now, and always ready for tomorrow.